courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're in one of the strongest housing markets for sellers in recent memory. But even though selling a home seems easy these days, sellers often face a tough question before putting their home on the market. What kind of renovations, if any, should they do?
Sellers don't want to waste their money on renovations that won't add to their ultimate sales price.
WSJ contributor Robin Friedman has studied the housing market and spoken with real estate experts about what types of renovations make the most sense, not only to attract buyers, but also to recoup the cost. We'll talk with her about it after the break.
Don't miss the limited episode podcast series, Sustainably Speaking, featuring trailblazing leaders discussing how to improve sustainability and address climate change through innovation. Join Joshua Baca from America's Plastic Makers for these vital discussions with policymakers, academics, and industry pioneers about partnerships and policies that support advancements to meet this urgent challenge. Subscribe today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
In any housing market, the appearance of your home matters when you're ready to put the for sale sign out front. But does it make financial sense for a seller to do all sorts of renovations and repairs? And if so, what should they focus on? Robin Friedman is a business journalist specializing in real estate and personal finance. She's been writing about this issue, and she's here to talk about it. Robin, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Robin, home sellers no doubt want to make sure they're putting the most attractive offering on the market. That's always been the case. But has the current hot market changed people's thinking about that?
I think so. As anybody who wants to buy a home right now probably knows, the market is crazy. Houses in many markets are selling within days of hitting the market, and there are often bidding wars with people paying over asking price. So depending on the house and the market, it might not be necessary at this point for a seller to do renovations or updates. If you're in a market where there's no inventory, for example, a buyer might be inclined to purchase a home and do any necessary updates on their own. Now, that being said, every market is different. We know real estate is local. And this is where the advice of an experienced local real estate agent can be invaluable. There are advantages to updating a home, even in a strong market, though. First of all, many buyers today want a turnkey opportunity. By buying a home in moving condition, they don't have to hassle with renovations. Plus, an updated home, even in a very active market, may compete better against other houses on the market and especially compete better against new construction. But really, the most important factor is the old saying, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. Today, as we know, most home searches start online, so potential buyers are looking at pictures of your home for the first time online before they ever step foot in it. A home that presents better may spark more interest.
So given all those concerns, some home sellers probably have a list of things that could be fixed or renovated. Why does it matter where those improvements are made, and how can sellers know what to prioritize?
Sellers don't want to waste their money on renovations that won't add to their ultimate sales price. Curb appeal projects seem to add the most return on sale. So while you may think that a kitchen remodel or a bathroom update may add the most to your purchase price, it's really replacing a garage door or installing stone veneer on the exterior of your house that has a bigger effect. And that's because, again, it goes to the first impression when a potential buyer drives up and sees the outside of your home. Curb appeal will have a strong psychological effect on them. And I'm told by experts that a positive first impression may actually incentivize a buyer to pay a higher price for that house.
So what do the housing experts say about where sellers are likely to see the most return on their renovations investment?
Well, every year, Remodeling Magazine does a cost versus value study. So we have statistics showing which improvements will bring the most money on resale of that home. And sometimes you might be surprised by the results. For example, in the 2021 cost versus value report that was recently published, a garage door replacement with an average cost of about $3,900 recouped 94% of the cost at sale. Same thing with manufactured standard stone veneer on the outside of the house. That returns 92% when a house is sold. But a kitchen remodel, on the other hand, will generate only on average a 72% return. That goes back to the curb appeal being so vitally important to a buyer's first impression of the home.
Now, one of the most important steps in the process of selling a home is a home inspection. Normally, buyers are the ones that bring in the inspector, but is that still the case?
Actually, it can be beneficial for a seller to get their own home inspection even before they list a home. That's going to notify them about mechanical problems or other issues like termites that they may want to take care of prior to listing. By taking care of those issues prior to listing before potential buyers come in the house and start touring it, that is allowing the buyers to focus more on presentation and not whether the AC is working properly.
And of course, repairs can be quite expensive. But some real estate brokerage firms will offer financial help to sellers if they want to make improvements before putting their home on the market. Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, some brokerages like Compass and also Redfin and Coldwell Banker have similar programs. They will actually front the cost of repairs and updates for the sellers that they represent, for the listings that they have. These brokerages will get paid back when the house ultimately sells. And what's exciting for a seller is that there's no cost involved, so you don't have to pay any fees or interest, and the brokerage will just recoup that money when they sell the house. So that's a great option for people who may want to update their homes when they sell, but they don't have the money available for updates or repairs.
Now, do these recommendations we've discussed about doing renovations also typically apply when we're not in such a tight housing market?
Yeah, probably even more so, because when the market slows down, things get more competitive for sellers. Right now, it's a very, very strong seller's market. They have the upper hand. But when things slow down and there are more houses on the market for buyers to look at, obviously a home that presents better will have a competitive advantage. So in a slower market where sellers are vying for buyers, whatever they can do to make their house look nicer or present better may help them sell faster or at a higher price.
All right, that's WSJ contributor Robin Friedman with us. Robin, it's been so nice having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.